In the sleepy seaside town of Whispering Shores, laughter curdled into screams under the blood-orange twilight. Not the joyous shrieks of summer evenings, but the panicked gasps of children chased through shadows by a harlequin of horror, Ziggy Zizzlepop. Ziggy wasn't your average face-painted buffoon. His grin, stitched wide against porcelain skin, seemed to swallow the moonlight. His eyes, like obsidian marbles, glittered with a malice that sent shivers down spines seasoned with salty breezes. His rainbow wig, once a beacon of birthday bash glee, now matted and limp, trailed cobwebs like morbid streamers. It all began with Pip, a freckled wisp of a girl with pigtails like dandelion fluff. She dared to snatch Ziggy's oversized red nose during a school fundraiser, a giggle bubbling from her like fizzy lemonade. But the laughter died in her throat when Ziggy spun, his smile splitting wider, revealing not teeth, but rows of tiny, needle-sharp blades. Pip vanished that night, swallowed by the whispering shadows. Her disappearance cast a pall over Whispering Shores, a silent, suffocating dread clinging to the salty air like fog. Parents locked their doors, laughter turning into nervous whispers behind drawn curtains. Then came Tommy, the town bully, found sprawled by the carousel, his face painted in a grotesque parody of a smile. And little Lily, her porcelain doll clutched in her lifeless hand, a single red button sewn onto her dress like a macabre signature. Panic became a frenzy. Whispers morphed into accusations, fingers pointing at every painted face, every oversized shoe. In the midst of the hysteria, two unlikely heroes emerged: Millie, the sardonic librarian with a penchant for Agatha Christie, and Finn, the quiet fisherman with eyes as deep and watchful as the ocean. Millie, deciphering clues hidden in Ziggy's discarded balloon animals and cryptic riddles left at crime scenes, pieced together a grisly truth. Ziggy wasn't some rogue party favor clown. He was Edgar Everlast, a once celebrated children's entertainer, driven mad by the jeers of a rival who mocked his flamboyant style. Now Edgar, twisted by rage and grief, sought to steal the laughter he believed was rightfully his. Finn, utilizing his knowledge of the town's hidden nooks and crannies, led Millie to Edgar's lair, a forgotten funhouse on the windswept cliffs. The air inside was thick with the cloying scent of cotton candy and fear. Millie, armed with her wits and Edgar's own forgotten jokes, confronted the crazed clown. A battle of laughter and screams ensued, Ziggy's manic cackles clashing with Millie's sardonic retorts. In the end, it wasn't violence that defeated Ziggy, but a single, well-timed joke, a childhood punchline Millie had unearthed from Edgar's forgotten routines. His stitched grin faltered, replaced by a flicker of the man he once was. The laughter, trapped within, spilled out, not maniacal, but genuine, like a dam breaking. Edgar, his madness ebbing, collapsed, tears washing away the clown paint, revealing the broken man beneath. The Whispering Shores, finally free from the grip of terror, learned a chilling lesson: laughter, like any powerful force, could be twisted into something monstrous. But it could also be the key to redemption, a whisper of light piercing the darkest of shadows. And so, Whispering Shores began to heal. Laughter, tentative at first, then gaining strength, filled the air once more. But it was never the same carefree giggle. It carried a faint echo of shadows, a reminder of the harlequin of horror and the town that learned the chilling price of stolen smiles.